Chapter 7, Encouraging the Concept of Autonomy in Your Kids. One of the most important goals for parents is to encourage the concept of autonomy in their children. The idea is to help our children separate from us and become independent individuals who will one day be able to function on their own. It is important not to think of our children as an extension of ourselves, but they should be seen and treated as unique human beings with different temperaments, attitudes, behavior, traits, personalities, dreams, desires, and feelings. So how can we do that? How can we encourage the concept of autonomy in our kids? The general idea is to let them do things for themselves and permit them to wrestle their own problems. Let them fight their own battles. Let them face their own consequences. Sophie got out of bed and wrapped a robe around her full figure. She padded down the hall to her grandfather's room to check that he was still breathing. It was a habit she couldn't quite kick. The smell of coffee wafting down the hall from the kitchen told her that he was not only breathing, he was up and making breakfast. She changed direction to the bathroom to take a shower. Unlike her grandfather, who still had until 10 a.m. to get to work, she had the office keys, so she was supposed to be in by at least 7 a.m. "Good morning, my dear," her grandfather smiled at her as she walked into the kitchen fully dressed, 20 minutes later. "Morning, G. How's tricks?" she asked in turn. Her grandfather glared at her from behind the plate of pancakes he was making. He hated young people slang, as he called the funky abbreviations of her generation. And so Sophie had taken to calling him G-Money when she was feeling playful. He pretended to hate it, but she saw the way he bit back a smile every time she said it. Anything that made her grandfather smile was just about all right with Sophie. "Is that how you greet your boss at work? You won't last long at those white people firms if you do," her grandfather said. "Nah, I..."